This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. A new 135-acre industrial tract in North Shreveport has been designated as an LEED-certified site. Officials gathered at the Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College campus off North Market yesterday for a ribbon-cutting ceremony marking the occasion. The Department of Louisiana Economic Development collaborated with the property owner to make the 135 acres shovel-ready for businesses to locate operations there. The North Louisiana Economic Partnership sponsored Hunter Industrial Park for inclusion in the Certified Sites Program. NLEP's Scott Martinez explained what went into getting the site certified.
For instance, all the phase one environmental studies have been done, geotechnical studies have been done, a historic assessment's been done to make sure there's no sensitive sites as far as archaeological finds. It basically says that this is a clean site, it's ready for development. It also does an analysis of the utility infrastructure at the site, so they actually know what they're getting on the front end rather than having to go through the process of doing all that due diligence that's already done on the front.
The 135-acre industrial site is not far from Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College, something Chancellor Earl Metter sees as an advantage for businesses who need qualified, workforce-ready employees.
Come to us and they're making a widget that's never been made before. We're going to figure out how to train the people to make those widgets for them. We'll work with them as their partner in the community to make it happen. All those pieces come together to make the workforce grow and make the economy grow of our city.
It cost about $70,000 to get the park certified, which was split between the property owner and Louisiana Economic Development, with LED paying about 75%. The park's location to major interstates with utilities in place are touted as making it attractive to companies wanting to locate in Northwest Louisiana. This is Red River Radio.